Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dwayne Wilson. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Forknealies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealies hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball towards center. Pearsall catches it and throws to first to double up Mueller. Two outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone strikes out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to third for the out. Fox moves to second. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 9-5, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Boone tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 10-5, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0 for 1 in the game. Staley hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith is hit by the pitch. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-2 in the game. Staley bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Ted Williams. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a line drive towards first. Boone catches it and steps on first to double up Consolo. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.